This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We are live at Twin Peaks. No, we are not in the A, guys. We're actually in Augusta today.
The other A.
277 Robert C. Daniel Parkway. It is literally, as Mike said, the first exit you get to.
Off of 520, right?
Off of 520. Yes, there's a lot of food places, so you'll have to, you know, do the double take. Did you get, when you had to do the turnaround on the loop here? Because I saw it from the road. Because this is my first time at this Twin Peaks, and I said, oh, I saw it. So I thought it was going to be just like an exit and go under the, you know, the bridge, and you have to do a turnaround, but it's fairly easy, plenty of parking, man. And I got to tell you something, the indoor-outdoor of this particular location, they just opened windows here. It's a beautiful day, man. Come through.
It really is, man. Huge store, big build-out. So, again, if you can make it, if you're on your way out to the Masters, maybe some guys this afternoon, Carl, getting in their car, they're going to be here for the weekend, come by and say hello.
All right, man. We got a lot to get to. Our draft analyst, or one of them, is going to stop by. His name's Ryan Robinson. Roberts, NFL draft analyst from A to Z Sports, and we'll get his take on a lot of the guys we're curious about. We will get into the Falcons, and is it really worth moving from number 15? Now, you said you did a mock draft, and it's always fun because
right.
You can move back, you can move up, and just kind of play and see what happens.
And I know it's tough because, and I do say this every year, so I'll get this out of the way today with about 2 weeks now, 15 days before the draft. I think the only thing missing from the NFL Network's website is their own mock draft. Take all that resources they've got, Carl, all because you can basically punch in almost every player.
You can.
And you can get an NFL Network draft profile. I'd love to see them create their own mock draft generator, which nerds like me and most of our listeners that do this stuff, Grant, our man, Commissioner Gordon would say, yeah, I do that stuff too. But in this mock draft, in a world where I could actually get basically everything I want from the Steelers because they really wanted Shador Sanders because he was there. And you and I have debated, and I don't think he'll be there. I still think it's going to be chalk and he'll be gone in the top five. But, man, it's kind of interesting to get on some of these generators and see what's out there. I still love the idea of us trading back and picking up a third rounder if possible, or maybe more.
We need it. I just don't.
Maybe another second rounder.
Yeah, I just don't feel like Mike. And it's not that, you know, we have limited picks. And I just got to tell you, 2 7th rounders, they're not tickling my fancy. Like that, I don't even know if we're going to keep those. So to make a move like that, I think would be worthy. Again, edge, defensive tackle, corner. I know Leonard Floyd has solidified, us as far as helping with our pass rush. But you got to be thinking about the future. And even if Leonard Floyd is good for the next 2 years, we still don't have a guy that we, as a fan base, are going to grow with over the next 10 years, Mike, and say, that's our guy. Look at how he gets after the quarterback. And Mike and I have talked about this, where you see his jerseys and his number down in Mercedes-Benz. We've yet to have that guy, specifically on the defensive side of the football. So you got to be thinking long-term here. And if they have forward thinking about the quarterback, they should have forward thinking about the edge rusher.
Yeah, man, I know that we've debated, and we will continue to debate the next 2 weeks, is one of the Georgia players going to be the guy? Because as we had a good conversation, I thought yesterday, hard to quantify what Mykal Williams is statistically, right? Because these guys are Jalen Walker, for that matter, because the way they're used. And if you go back and you look at Trayvon Walker, he was not exactly a stat machine. He was only 9.5 sacks in his time at Georgia. Really popped in the 21 championship season, but he gets in the NFL and he explodes. Now, is he better than Aiden Hutchinson? I still think it's a good draft pick, even though he went before him. This is the great debate. Is do you look at a guy who went to, you know, Marshall after Virginia and say, man, you know, Mike Green, that's an edge rusher. He's an edge rush machine. Or Michael Williams is going to be that guy. And he also, yes, we hated his fans, but he could drop back in coverage because he's a great athlete.
He is. It is a curious situation to kind of look at and say, what does this mean when he gets to the NFL and his production? Mm. We're live again in Augusta, guys. Coming up, Ryan Roberts. Yeah, man, no man's also on the way a little bit later this hour. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1. Fourth and One brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Okay, so they're starting to point out Shador's weaknesses, okay? And right. I say they're starting. This has kind of been the case all along and why I think a lot of people have moved him from being a top five guy to maybe top 10 or top 15. Either way, I still have him as a top quarterback in this draft. It's Cam and it's Shador. Some people say Jackson Dart, Mike, has moved up the board. I do believe that. But one scout, and this is one scout's opinion.
Is he named?
Is he nameless?
Nameless.
The dreaded anonymous.
I think he's Greek.
He basically says, well, hold on. Check that. This is Craig Johnson. Longtime NFL assistant quarterbacks coach for over 2 decades.
Okay.
He talks about, you know, things about being elusive and athletic and blah, blah, blah.
Did Chris put this on your sheet just to aggravate you?
No, but I have seen some of these reports, and most of them don't have names on them. But
right. He owned it.
Yes, this Craig Johnson is a longtime NFL assistant and quarterbacks coach for over 2 decades. So you want to put that out there, right, as far as credibility is concerned. But when you start talking about the weaknesses, you know what they're talking about, Mike? His average time to throw.
Yeah. Got to get rid of it.
And I've been saying that if you went and watched, and I'm willing to tell you, most college quarterbacks, they all hold it longer than they should. Now, I get why Shador was, because, again, he's trying to make plays. But I agree, that is one thing that he will not be able to do in the NFL. And so this is, you know, the average time to throw last season, 2.96 seconds, 110th in FBS football, which is Division I, basically saying that's not going to get it done. And if he doesn't get better at that, they're saying Cam Ward, likely the number one overall pick.
Right.
His release time, Mike, and getting rid of the football, he ranked 100. Shador Sanders ranked 110. So yeah. When you start about these weaknesses, and this is what I'm talking about.
You're talking about one guy 10 metrics beyond the other guy? That's kind of crazy.
So 2.91 seconds, right. 2.91.
Where's Jackson Dart on this? That's interesting because, what? You know, the ball's got to come out in the SEC. You're playing against better defenses.
But I just think, like, this is the minute stuff that you want to pick apart, and I think that's fixable. I don't think that's a big deal.
If you don't like the guy, you can bend the argument, right, to your side. And
yes. Like
Tim Hasselbeck, he felt that the comp was in it. That's why we talked about it. Chris did have it on the notes. There is a guy putting his name behind it. About a month ago or a few weeks ago, Tim Hasselbeck compared him to Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
You know, which I was like, really? Because that's, for most people, you would just kind of shrug and go, well, that's not worth taking with the top three picks.
This guy, Craig Johnson, by the way, and we're just talking about Shador's weaknesses, allegedly one of them. This is one of the things they're saying, and I don't disagree with this. I think that, again, most quarterbacks coming into the league have an issue with this. But he said, you know, you want guys who are able to work off schedule, you know, make plays, blah, 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 but the clock runs out on everybody. Yeah, because guys get after you in the NFL.
Right.
You're not going to have that kind of time.
Now, I watched probably more of Cam Ward than I did of Shador Sanders.
Sure.
But Cam Ward was a winner. I mean, the guy, now, sometimes he got himself in trouble. You know, he threw, I think, 7 interceptions on the season. There was a big turnovers, but then he came back. Sometimes they were down a couple of scores. They were slow starters with Miami. And then all of a sudden, why doesn't that show up in the scouting report? You know, how much of that do you put on, oh, no, it was all on the teammates? Because, oh, Cam gets the pass, but meanwhile, Shador Sanders' offense was not great, right? When you talk about offensive line and weapons he was using, not named Travis Hunter. So
yeah.
I just think there's this stigma or there's this agenda against Shador Sanders because his dad is Deion Sanders. And unfortunately for him, it's played out in some of these evaluations.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up, guys. Let us know what you think. Again, as we approach the draft, April 24th, first round. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium doing the show down there and having a lot of fun as we do each and every year.
So
and
Jackson, by the way, Dart, guys, he ranked in the 84th percentile for release speed. So his is really good compared to Shador and Cam, who are not.
Do you think that's coaching? Because you know who his coach is or was? Lane Kiffin.
Correct.
Do you think that's coaching? I'm just saying, Lane has an ability to make guys better. I'm not telling you that Shador wasn't getting that, but I also know Shador played on a team with one of the worst offensive lines in the country. You guys saw how physical Ole Miss was when they played Georgia. There's something to be said right. about being getting rid of the football, but also being able to protect your quarterback. And Jackson Dart, by the way, I've heard, I haven't seen, obviously, but in his workouts, Mike, his private workouts, he's been really good. And I think that is the preparation that Lane Kiffin and some of his quarterback coaches have gotten him. He's coming in, he's impressing them with his right. footwork, his arm, and I've heard he's had really good workouts, which is why all of a sudden he's moved ahead of guys like Jalen Milroe and right. some of the other quarterbacks we've talked about in this draft.
Curious to see, is Jalen Milroe first part, second round? Like 35, 32? Somebody going to move up in the back end of the first round and get him? Somebody who wants, you know, I mean, you've got maybe a starting quarterback, you let Jalen Milroe sit? Or do you see, I don't think he's, to me, he's a lot like Richardson. You got to polish him up.
Right, right.
That's another dude we just talked about, you know, Asa Newell at Georgia. If I was Jalen Milroe, I would have gone to a better, if you don't feel you're getting coached up at Alabama, I said this to you last month, go get coached up somewhere else. Even if the team sucks defensively, go get some, sharpen your skills and be a top 10 pick.
CBS hey man, right now has Jalen Milroe guys going to the Giants in the third round.
Yeah, that's
a good.
About right.
See, that's a good
that
pick for them, right. and that's that way he can sit behind Russell Wilson and Jameis, eat those dopes, and then eventually get in there.
Yeah, that sounds about right. If they don't go quarterback with the third overall pick,
which they still may. That's why, I mean, just because it's funny, they asked Justin Fields, I saw this in Pro Football Talk today. He goes, I'm willing to teach, but, you know, not really interested in speculation about the Jets if Shador Sanders, I think it's at 7, Chris, where the Jets are selecting. You know, I mean, it's like the old joke. I used to say, remember Chris Chandler? Poor Chris Chandler. He's in Houston. They bring in Steve McNair. Comes to Atlanta, they bring in Mike Vick.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to teach somebody to take their job.
No, it's true.
Steve DeBerg would do the same thing.
Well, listen, yeah. Brett Favre didn't want to teach Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
I mean, it's a tough spot to be in.
I don't blame him.
No, I hear you. Let's hear from Justin Simmons. You remember Justin Simmons, right?
Yep.
He went on the Kay Adams Up and Adams show and was asked about, you know, Michael Penix. I want you guys to hear this because I have full belief that Michael Penix is going to be a dude. Here's what Justin Simmons said about him.
Training camp. That was my third day of practice. Literally third day being there. He was running the second team reps and going up against the second team defense. And he had this no-look throw down the sideline right yeah. into – it was the craziest throw I think I've ever seen in person. And I was like – oh, he has whatever it is, he has it. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Whatever it is. Now, I will repeat that Justin Simmons, I know he wasn't great for us last year, but this is an all-pro safety and has played a long time in the NFL,
right.
has had a lot of picks in his career. I'm not going to take that comment lightly. Like, he doesn't owe that to Michael Penix, Mike. Mm. He's not coming back here.
Right.
He's just simply telling you, third day, I'm watching, and I've seen a lot of guys, and this dude makes a throw that I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying when guys know a guy can play, right? We may not see it, but they see it every day at practice, man, and that's what we were hearing about Michael Penix last year.
So just draft him. Spend the money on defense. But, yeah, man, that's just where, I mean, I can't wait to see him get the full preseason, the full workload. By the way.
You mean a series.
What's he going to do, by
in the preseason, a series.
What's he going to do in the preseason? How do you – that's the thing. I mean, you know, by the way, I can't wait to see Kirk Cousins in preseason. Let him play the whole friggin' preseason. Yeah. Showcase him.
Oh, wouldn't that be
if
funny?
If he's here. Wouldn't I don't think he's going to be here.
Wouldn't that be
yeah.
funny?
Since we simply haven't – now, I don't know how they approach this. One of those questions we can wait till we talk to Coach Ra. Are you going to up his workload? Because now he is the man. And I thought last year he'd get all the reps in the preseason. He barely, as you said, one series.
One series. I'm joking. I don't right. think Michael Penix gets one series. I think he gets yeah. more than that. But we're going to see. All right, Ryan Roberts is set to join us, guys. We'll talk more about the NFL draft. We're live in Augusta, Twin Peaks location, hanging out. Braves win last night. Offense got going. And we'll get back into that as well. Grant McCauley is going to stop by a little bit later on. But it was good to see Sean Murphy get back and help out this team. It's Dukes and Bell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Let's talk some NFL draft, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Augusta, guys. Again, right off of the Robert C. Daniel Parkway. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to our man Ryan Roberts, NFL draft analyst from A to Z Sports, that is. I want to start with the edge rushers because this is a need for us here in Atlanta. And I want to ask your opinion about Mike Green. A lot of people have us connected to him, kid out of Marshall. He showed out at the Senior Bowl. He certainly led the country in sacks. What is your take on him, and is he better than Shamar Stewart or any of the guys that seemingly are in front of him, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think when you're talking about Mike Green, he is one of the more talented just pure pass rushers in this class. Like, he is super nimble, really bendy, has a pretty good pass rush plan already for a guy that's a pretty young player still. So I think he's more projectable in passing downs for sure. The question is, you know, it's like if you compare him to a Shamar Stewart, for instance, Shamar Stewart has more upside as a all-around end, right? Like a guy that's going to be able to play against the run, a guy that maybe can play from multiple alignments as well, depending on what your defensive structure is. But Mike Green, I think, is definitely the more pro-ready pass rusher day one. Like Shamar Stewart, I think year one, it's going to be kind of like Trayvon Walker year one for Jacksonville, where it's, you know, he only has like four sacks or something, and you're just going to kind of be like, I'm not sure if that was a great pick, but you're more on the play of like year two, year three. So if you have patience, I think Stewart could be a really good player, obviously. If you move back, I think James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee could be an interesting conversation. But if you're intent on just adding a guy that you know day one is going to come into Atlanta and improve the pass rush, which I know they need at a desperate level, I think Mike Green is definitely a pro-ready pass rusher. I just think that you might need to temper your expectations as far as like his ability against the run early on.
Right, Ryan, we have no patience. We're trying to get back in the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. One of the conversations, Ryan Roberts joins us, guys, NFL analyst from A to Z Sports, is what exactly are the Georgia Bulldogs? And if you read some of these mock drafts, Mikel Williams could go anywhere from the top 10 to falling all the way to the bottom third. Is Mikel Williams going to be a guy that becomes an elite edge rusher, or is he just another one of those Georgia players he's hard to handicap, even though in college he was an elite sack guy, but can he be that guy at the next level?
I think he's going to be an impact run defender for sure. I mean, like, he is 6 foot five. He's 265 pounds. He's got long arms. He's super physical, and he's explosive. I think that – and he played at Georgia, and they obviously value stopping the run at a supreme level. So he has that in his arsenal very early on. I struggle with him as a pass rusher, and if we're talking about him being, like, an impactful overall player – I think he might just, I don't want to say he is what he is, but I think that he might end up just being kind of a low-volume sack guy. It doesn't mean that he can't create pressure, doesn't mean he can't get some quarterback hits, but I think he's going to more or less be a guy that's going to have 6 to 7 sacks a year and play really good in the run game. Like, that's more of what he is to be. I just don't think he has natural bends. I just don't think he has a pass rush arsenal that is, I think it's a bit overstated, to be honest, right? Like, he's a speed-to-power guy, which you can win on the NFL level, but I just don't think that he – I think he lacks a little bit of nuance as a rusher. So I think he's more like a 6 to 7 sack-a-year guy and a really good run defender. Where you quite value that in this class, I think, is a little bit of a question, because it is a – I mean, it's a really deep edge rusher class. In theory, Atlanta could find value in almost every round this year, potentially, if you look correctly. But I think that like, in a vacuum – I think 15 is a little too early for Mykel Williams for my taste, but it is very possible that he could go before that, and I could be totally wrong on that.
Ryan, we are getting a little long in the tooth. Jake Matthews has been as durable as any tackle in the NFL, but as the offensive line ages, there are rumors out there about the Falcons potentially thinking about offensive line. Tell me about these tackles, and how good are the offensive linemen in this draft to you?
Man, it's not a great tackle class if you're looking for a true left tackle. Now, there's some guys to still be excited about. Like, if Josh Simmons out of Ohio State never got hurt, and he got hurt during the Oregon game, has been dealing with a patella tendon injury, if he never got hurt, I do think that he would be an easy person that people would be rejecting in the top 15. But, you know, we have to then have the conversation about medicals and what the long-term versus the short-term and, like, those types of conversations, because he got hurt, you know, during the second half of the season. So, like, what is the availability going to be in year one? And there's a lot of miscellaneous things that go in there. But I do like him a lot as a pure left tackle. But after that, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. Like, a lot of people like Armin Membu out of Missouri. He's a pure right tackle type, though. Is he going to be able to play left tackle? That's a question. Will Campbell is a guy that some people love it inside a guard. Some people like a tackle. I think he's going to get a chance at tackle. He's about as rock solid as you can find, but he's not overly – he's not a dynamic athlete, and he lacks a little bit of length. So how is he going to handle against some of the longer, more explosive edge rushers? That's a little bit of a conversation. And Kelvin Banks is a little bit of the same. He's longer than Campbell, but you want him to play on an island against the best pass rusher on the blind side? I have some question marks. So I think Josh Simmons is a really good left tackle, though, if he's healthy long term. Outside of that, there's not a ton of pure left tackles in this class, guys that I feel really comfortable on an island on the blind side.
It is Ryan Roberts with us, guys. Duke Zabel. We're live at Twin Peaks in Augusta for the Masters, talking some NFL from A to Z Sports. Whatever the Falcons do, they're going to disappoint the fanboys. It's kind of a tradition here in Atlanta. What about corner? We know that Travis Hunter is in kind of a world of his own, but some of these other guys, hard to kind of figure because some of the corners have been injured. Some guys haven't been able to give the full pro day workout. What do you think about corner for the Falcons?
I think it's a really deep class for corners. So, I mean, it could even extend past the first-round conversation if you're looking just for, like, a cornerback, too, even. It's right in that range of, like, 15. I think there's a chance that Will Johnson from Michigan could be there, and I think he's one of the more overthought prospects in this class because he's been banged up and he wasn't able to test. And, you know, there's just some unsettling as far as, like, not having enough data points on him. If you're more of a zone-based system, I think a Jahdae Barron out of Texas could be interesting. He's a kid that can kind of play inside and out a little bit, kind of like a Jair Alexander type for what he's been able to do with the Packers. And I think in that range, I think that those are a couple guys to keep a close eye on. If you're a potential move back team, and I don't know what Atlanta ends up doing, but if you're a move back team, then the back end of the round one does have a couple really interesting options, like Azariah Thomas out of Florida State, if you want a more press man corner. If you want a guy who's a little bit more fleet of foot and more of an off man corner, then I think a Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky. Maybe even go with Siobhan Revelle out of ECU, who's kind of that height, weight, speed freak that's coming off the injury. So there's a lot of corner options, even if you get into day two, there's a ton of dudes. So this is a good year to need a cornerback, not as good offensive tackle as we just spoke about, but the corner class is very deep this year.
Ryan, what's the fuss on Shedeur Sanders? Do you like him? Do you think he's ready?
I guess comparative to where other people have him, both the highs and lows, I would say I'm neutral on him. I mean, like, I don't dislike him. I had early day two grade on him, early second in a vacuum. And so, like a lot what he brings to the table. I think he's the most accurate quarterback in the class. I think he's got a snap delivery. I think he's pretty creative at times. But there is a general, like, just lack of physical tools. I mean, he's not a great athlete. He's not going to win outside the structure a ton. He's also a guy that has very NFL average arm strength, maybe slightly below average. So I think in a usual class of quarterbacks where you have a couple guys that maybe are top 10 worthy, I think he's more in the mid to late first round conversation, and you're okay with taking him in that type of range. I do think in this class, after Cam Ward, you're looking for that guy, and I still do think that Shador is going to be the first quarterback, second quarterback taken. I have questions if that's going to be top 10 at, like, with the Saints at 9, or if he's going to slide down a little bit, so maybe even trades up for him. So I like him, don't love him. I think he's potentially an average starter on the NFL level, but I do see a lack of a ceiling for him.
It's a Ryan Roberts, guys. How many mock drafts, by the way, do you do? I mean, are you like me to get on these dopey websites and do like 15 in your sleep, or you don't, you're above it?
Leading up, I'm doing one at least a three rounder almost every week, and then we're doing a lot of team centric mocks. So, like, I've done some Falcons mocks recently. I've done, you know, just seven rounders for each and every team. So, I mean, last week I probably did seven if you're just kind of the team mocks. For whatever reason, people love the things, man. They read them. Right. So if they read them, I'll keep writing them, right? So
bigger nerd than me. All right, Ryan, one of the guys that I keep mocking because he's always there, and this is one that, you know, there's some websites that don't talk about the off the field but about attitude and focus. James Pierce, who looks like kind of checks all the boxes for a team that needs an edge rusher like the Falcons.
Yeah, I did a mock last week where I still – and it was more of a – not a predictive mock. This was more of a what would I do type of conversation. And I think some of the stuff about James Pierce is a little overstated. I've heard some of the work ethic stuff too. I have. But, like, we're not talking about anything criminal. We're talking about maturity stuff, right? But he is 6'5 plus. He's almost 250 pounds now. He's long. He's explosive. He's got a pass rush arsenal. He is the second best edge in this class after Abdul Carter, in my opinion. But I think a team's going to get a gamble on him now, or a value on him now, I should say. Like, they're going to take him in the back end of the first round. And if his head's screwed on tight, if he's a part of a good regime that has good structure around it, he could end up being maybe the best just pure pass rusher in this class. But, you know, we have to get past some of those character concerns, but he's certainly talented.
As always, thank you for stopping by, Ryan Roberts. Great job. Check out his stuff, guys. NFL Draft Analyst for A to Z here on Dukes and Bill. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
When it takes you that long to answer a question.
Right.
And he said, I don't dislike him. But then he had to really think about how he wanted to answer the Shador question. But what you heard is the mixed comments that I'm hearing about Shador. And it's interesting. I can't wait to see how this plays out, Mike, because if he slides,
right,
then, you know, all these guys who have been saying, hey, I don't necessarily know if he's, you know, got a ceiling, as he talked about. I've heard that a lot. But I've also heard that, you know, he's not a day one starter. And that is maybe part of the reluctantness of teams saying, I don't need to take him that high. I can take him, but I'm not going to take him that high if you feel that
way. I mean, the Jets, we already talked about, you know, they asked the question, and certainly Justin Fields like, I really don't want to mentor anybody. Yeah, I'd mentor somebody. But, yeah, I mean, the Jets at 7. I said to Carl earlier, again, we're talking about the wonkishness of some of these mock drafts and some of these trade valuations. You get one from the other, and it's not even close on another website. But if for some reason some of this hate is real, then the Steelers – and the other thing is, just real quick, specifically to the Steelers – if Aaron Rodgers can't get under contract before the draft, then do they try to move up and do something crazy?
I think they have
because that's in the mock draft today. I mean, yeah, it seems like pie in the sky, but if we're at 15 and Shador Sanders is still on the board, then, hey, let's make a deal.
I think you're
that
right.
That would be a perfect day, I think, for Terry Fontenot.
All right, coming up, guys. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Great stuff from Ryan talking about the draft. You heard what he said about the edge rushers. And, again, depending on who you talk to, Mike Green is the third or fourth best edge rusher, but he may be the best pure pass rusher out of all these guys.
Does he pass the Falcon filter?
We're live in Augusta. It's Dukes and Bill. In Augusta, guys, getting ready for the Masters. It's Dukes and Bill live at Twin Peaks. Here's the deal. One of the managers, I'm not going to say his name, just came up and said, hey, how do you guys feel about the draft this year? I was like, oh, man, I'm so glad he's going to talk about the Falcons. We're going to. He goes, no. What are the Saints going to do?
Right. And I just said, this conversation is over.
And then he had the audacity, Mike, to say, yeah, thank you.
Right.
Then he had the audacity to say, you know,
I mean, I root for the Saints, but, you know, I'm from New England. This conversation's going downhill.
Yeah, it's like strike one, strike two.
Okay?
I mean, right. I mean, it is, so it's like, you know, it's 28-3. Get it right if you're going to mock us. Anyway, it's just, you know, but we're just busting his chops. But, yeah, man, it's until, and this is where we're at, you know. But we'll get to Chris in just a sec for some yeah, man, no, man. But it's just, Carl, this thing, it hangs over us, man. You know, we talk about an albatross around our neck. It's like a pterodactyl around our neck until we ever avenge that Super Bowl blowout loss.
Yeah.
I mean, choke job.
Because once you win it, then we're champions, right. And you can bring that up all you want, but I'm a champion forever. Like, that's right. The difference.
Yeah, as we like, it's cliche, but you literally can never take it away.
You can't take it
away. And the Saints still have that over us, regardless of how bad the Saints have been the last few years themselves.
Yeah, I just told them it's a rebuild. Get used to it. All right, let's get to yeah, man, no, man. Turtle, what is going on, man? How was your trip, by the way? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was great. The girlfriend met the family, so that was a big check mark there. She did great. Everybody loved her, and we ate a lot of good food. We saw the Minecraft movie. Very good.
Okay.
Highly recommend if you are into that sort of thing. And it was overall, yeah, it was a great weekend.
Good stuff, man. I know that was a big deal when you said, I'm taking her to meet the family. So I was hoping that went well because, well, we know, you know, sometimes it doesn't go as well as you'd hope or maybe, you know, somebody has something to say or, you know, you got a jerk uncle or aunt.
She met the crazy aunt and that went fine. So that hurdle's been cleared and we're ready to go.
What's a crazy aunt in your family, by the way? What's your name?
Mine is Kim.
Yeah, with crazy Aunt Mary. My mom's sister, bat's crazy. I mean, just nuts.
We all have one.
I mean, not like certifiable, but like, you know, just Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. It's the one that everybody either has to know she's coming.
Yes.
Everybody has to be put on, you know, warning, or you don't invite her because then she gets word that she didn't get the invite, and then that's a whole other conversation.
It's a really nice home, but it has an aunt problem. Aunt Joni's here. Makes me laugh every time.
What's going on today, man?
All right. My first story here, I'm going to need some help, and you'll see why in just a couple of seconds. Luka was tossed. He got a double technical the other night, and they lost the game. And will he ever learn? Well, he makes the case that it was a personal slight against Luka Doncic, and that the referee, JT Orr, said he would talk to anybody but Luka during the game. And after the game, his teammate, Jared Vanderbilt, came out and said that the referee seemed to make it personal towards Doncic during the game. So, yeah, man, no, man. Maybe our new friend, Virtual Luka, can answer this one. Will Luka ever learn? Is he ever going to grow up and be the leader that the Lakers need him to be?
Chris, let me just tell you real quick, okay? Certain things you want to say, okay, you're a fan, you've paid for ticket, you can heckle. But I think they crossed line other night in Oklahoma City.
What did he say?
Well, they first – no, that's not the punchline. Why you play rim shot? I haven't made the joke yet. Joke is coming. But first, they said to me, they said, oh, Slovenian women's are pigs.
What?
That didn't bother me. Then they said that's what the man said. Then they said terrible things about my mother.
Oh, no.
Even then, that did not bother me. But you calling me fat, those are fighting words.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Okay, so what, you got a hoagie in your shorts?
I thought you went on a diet or something like that.
Yes, I now moved to Los Angeles. I am literally on a seafood diet.
Okay.
I eat it. Joke older than the,
that is,
than,
that is,
than many people listening to program.
That's true.
It's combined. It's just, I tell you what, Oklahoma City, what happened, Chris? The guy starts dogging me, if I can call you Chris. And then I tell him, I say, look, man, I live in Los Angeles. You're in Oklahoma City, okay? It's like Topeka with taller buildings.
Yeah, it is. That's true. There's nothing there.
For gourmet food, you go to Applebee's.
Well, Luka, what do you say to those who argue
which,
that
by the
you
way,
have
I could go
a,
with some baby backs right now.
What do you say to those who say you have a maturity problem, Luka?
Maturity? No, some things you don't. Look, you can say certain things to player, but you don't ever challenge my athleticism and my commitment to the game. That you know. Why are you replaying the punchline? My body is temple now. A temple to Bob's big boy.
Yes.
Exactly. Which, by the way, five locations in Oklahoma City. We saw on the way from airport.
I was going to say, did
the
you stop by?
Big Boy every 5 miles.
Did you stop by one of those?
Call me fat.
You saw from the plane, Luca?
Yes. No, we could, you were on the bus. You could see from. And these fat, pasty rednecks calling me fat in Oklahoma City. How dare they? How dare they?
Well, I understand your challenge. I understand.
Go ride your mechanical bull. You called me fat. How dare you?
What is this, Urban Cowboy?
That's what it looked like to me. And by the way, if we're on subject, why would Travolta get back with the girl? That did not take the hot one that's rich.
That's a good question.
Makes no sense to me. She was living with convict in trailer behind Dilly's.
So you've seen this movie?
Yes, with subtitles on VHS. In my native Slovenia, we think John Travolta should win Oscar for Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Didn't that movie come out last year in Slovenia, Luca?
Yes, we thought it was a new movie.
Sissy! I agree. It's
I want to
movie.
Apologize clear back to first time I hit you, which does not translate to 2025. It's a time capsule.
Sissy!
Looking right. for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, I didn't even know you could sing like that.
Who knew? Some would say I didn't.
Well, Chris, he's got challenges. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Another person who has challenges is Brennan Erlinson, who has now become famous as the play-by-play man for the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Miami Marlins single-A affiliate. The Hammerheads walked 22 people in a 19-5 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays single-A affiliate. And after the game, he had a bit of a meltdown. He said, quote, "This is only my fifth season. I've been in baseball a little under a decade because of my college days. I've never written so many RBI walks in a book before. Listen, I know I'm supposed to be optimistic about our team, but I mean, come on, man. I could go out there. Let me loosen up my shoulder. I'll go help things out because you got to put the ball over the plate. You got to give your defense a shot. You've not been given a shot all game long." And again, they lost 19-5 and walked 22 people in the process. Wow. Yeah, man, no man.
Let me loosen up my shoulder.
Yeah. Do you have sympathy for Mr. Erland, or should he have not gone there?
I think, Carl, if you want to maintain your relationship with the broadcast and want to continue up the ladder of baseball announcing, maybe you don't go down that road.
Yeah, you know, you got to know when to hold them,
when to fold them,
know when to walk away, know when to run. Like, you cannot. He injected himself, Mike, into the game.
Now you're part of the story.
Yeah, you got to take a step back. But it's funny. It is funny.
Now Skip Carey was always the best at being, you know, making fun of the team, but in a clever way. And think about, you know, until the Braves turned things around, think about like the late 80s, those Braves teams that Skip had to call.
Those are the Braves that we watch, man. That's the thing. Everybody thinks the Braves have been great forever. Right. It hasn't been that way. The 80s Braves, man.
The one that I saw, and it was back at, it's one of the guys that you work with what's the name of the network now? It's now FanDuel.
FanDuel.
Ed O'Brien used to work there back in the old days, and it was Fox. And they had this
producer
old,
Ed.
Yeah, they had this old VHS of all the old Skip Carey stuff, which I hope somebody's got on YouTube somewhere. But it's basically saying things like, "And if you're keeping score at home, and by the way, if you are keeping score at home, look deep inside yourself, you have some issues.
You know,
things like that. I just love it, man. Just gold."
Yeah, his one-liners were amazing.
As we come to the bottom of another fifth, they always talk about Chris, his wife, being in the crowd. He goes, she's probably out shopping. I can't believe she's at the ballpark saving me some money today. But anyway, but you can be clever with it, but just the way he went in, he's got to learn. He's learning. He's doing Florida League baseball.
Correct. Yeah. But what was it? You said double A?
The single A Hammerheads.
Yeah,
single A. Gave up 22 walks in a single game. All right, another.
What does that gig pay, Carl?
Single A?
Yeah.
Nothing. There are waitresses.
Does he get to eat some of the team spread in their clubhouse? Because now you can't do that because you made fun of the pitching staff.
No, it pays little of nothing. Trust me. He might go to work on a scooter. All right.
I literally got Chick-fil-A gift cards, Chris, to do Bluefield Orioles baseball. Yeah. WHIS.
A ball, tough.
Right.
All right. Before we get out of here, our buddy is coming under fire, Shane Beamer, for his latest outburst with the media. We know that he can be a little prickly at times with the South Carolinians. He was not happy after a local reporter observed an open portion of practice and then reported that the starting line that he saw out there was going to be the starting line for the season. And apparently that was not the case. Shane Beamer said, quote, "I understand and have great respect for all of you, and I know that you have a job to do. And I try to give you all the access that we can, with also an understanding that there's a competitive aspect as well. Our practices are closed for a reason. But it's frustrating to me as the head coach when last Tuesday and Thursday a lot of you weren't here because you were with the basketball team already, but we had media availability. During that time, we didn't do any 11-on-11 work, meaning the offense versus the defense, not even full offensive work, where you would see, here's a group out there with the offensive line." So he's basically saying, guys, I'm giving you the access, and then you're doing crap like this, and you wonder why I don't like giving you the access. Yeah, man, no, man, you feel Shane here.
Yeah, I do. And we got to get Coach Beamer on. He's a friend of the show. And I'll say this. This is why, you know, I hate to say it, but Kirby at Georgia, right? Saban at Alabama. All these guys, there's a reason. Because what happens is what guys write becomes the thing that people see and they truly believe. And that may not be what's going on in practice. So they get limited access, right? And Shane Beamer's one of these guys who's trying to build that South Carolina program back to prominence, Mike. They had a really good season last year, surprised a lot of teams. People thought that maybe, you know, they might have been in the playoffs, one of those top 12 teams at the end. But I'm with them on this. Like, if I'm giving you access, let's report the right things. And you're just out there, oh, the offensive line. And then people, if you're a fan, and this is how these chat boards and all this stuff gets started, by, you know, false reporting. And these coaches, they don't want to deal with that. So they give you limited access.
I mean, Shane's done some good work. I mean, usually I would say a smaller market like Columbia, but somebody who's reporting on him, most of those guys have your back anyway. So it's a little weird. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Don't want to bite the hand either.
No. But I think, like, see, when you're at certain schools, Mike, some of these coaches allow you to be there and watch the entire practice.
But that's privileged information. You know,
correct.
Exactly.
And that's very rare these days.
No, so it used to be deep background, so the announcers and everybody, you knew. Matter of fact, it'd be like that in the NFL.
Rare.
Coaches or general managers would let you know some background.
Not anymore.
So we present the argument, you know, so at least maybe soften the ground. Now they work as a partnership.
You're not
going like
to go
that.
To any NFL practice and get a chance to watch the entire practice. It's not going to happen. And it used to be that way. So I agree with Coach Beamer.
All right, Big O, we got to run. Let's hit my music.
Good stuff, Chris. Good to have you back.
Did you ever, when you were in H-Town and here, I know back in the old days, like Frank Wren, the old Braves. Now, ironically, it all blew up because they spent all the money on free agents and the Uptons and Uglin. It blew up. But he would actually, we'd have like a lunch and we'd be at like stats and he'd sit down and kind of, hey, here's what the plan is. So give us like some deep background so we could talk about it on the radio and be educated about what the idea of what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I think.
Not everybody does that, obviously.
I think what's changed, though, to answer your question, yes. In every market I've been in, I've been fortunate enough to do that. When covering baseball, I had a lot of general managers and that I dealt with because usually, just to give you background, they'd be on the field during batting practice. You might run into them.
Right.
A manager, you might run in, and you get a chance to talk. Then you go talk to them after the game.
And if they trust you, they know you're not going to put it out there, but you have an idea what's going on.
But what has happened is I think there's so many media outlets now
that
they've limited those conversations. Because if you talk to one, what happens? Oh, well, you didn't talk to us. And everybody – it didn't used to be that way either. So I think that is a part of why maybe the access has been limited. Either way, that's an interesting story. Hey, speaking of Kirby, he provides an update for G-Day on Saturday. We'll tell you what he's saying. Matt Moore is going to join us, NBA insider from Action Network, to talk about what's going on around the league, including our Hawks, who are struggling right now. It's Dukes and Bell live in Augusta.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.